يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقَالُوا لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ إِذَا ضَرَبُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ كَانُوا غُزًّا لَوْ كَانُوا عِنْدَنَا مَا مَاتُوا وَمَا قُتِلُوا لِيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ حَسْرَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
Believers, do not be like those who disbelieved and said to their brethren, who met some suffering in the course of journey or fighting, had they remained with us, they would not have died nor been slain. Allah makes such thoughts the cause of deep regrets in their hearts. For in truth, it is Allah alone who grants life and deals death. Allah sees all that you do.
وَلَئِن قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُتْتُمْ لَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ.
If you were to be slain or to die in the way of Allah, then surely Allah's forgiveness and mercy are better than all the goods that people amass.
وَلَئِن مُتْتُمْ أَوْ قُتِلْتُمْ لَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُحْشَرُونَ.
Were you to die or be slain, it is to Allah that all of you will be mustered.
فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ.
O Prophet, it was thanks to Allah's mercy that you were gentle to them. Had you been rough, hard-hearted, they would surely have scattered away from you. So pardon them and pray for their forgiveness and take counsel from them in matters of importance. And when you are resolved on a course of action, put your trust in Allah. Surely, Allah loves those who put their trust in Him.
إِن يَنصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَن ذَا الَّذِي يَنصُرُكُم مِّن بَعْدِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
If Allah helps you, none shall prevail over you. And if He forsakes you, then who can help you? It is in Allah that the believers should put all their trust.
وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَن يَغُلَّ وَمَن يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
It is not for a prophet to defraud, and whoever defrauds shall bring with him the fruits of his fraud on the day of resurrection, when every human being shall be paid in full what he has earned and shall not be wronged.
أَفَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ كَمَنْ بَاءَ بِسَخَطٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَمَأْوَاهُ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ.
Is he who follows the good pleasure of Allah like him who is laden with Allah's wrath and whose abode is hell? How evil that is for a resting place.
هُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ.
They vary greatly in rank in the sight of Allah, and Allah sees what they do.
لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين.
Surely, Allah conferred a great favor on the believers when He raised from among them a messenger to recite to them His signs and to purify them and to teach them the book and wisdom. For before that, they were in manifest error.
أولما أصابتكم مصيبة قد أصبتم مثليها قلتم أنى هذا قل هو من عند أنفسكم إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
And how come, when a calamity befell you, even though the enemy had suffered at your hands in the battle of Badr twice, what you have suffered? You began to ask, how has this come about? Say, this calamity has been brought about by yourselves. Surely, Allah has power over everything.
وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
What befell you on the day when the two hosts met was by the leave of Allah, and in order that He might mark out those who believe.
وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا وقيل لهم تعالوا قاتلوا في سبيل الله أو ادفعوا قالوا لو نعلم قتالا لاتبعناكم هم للكفر يومئذ أقرب منهم للإيمان يقولون بأفواههم ما ليس في قلوبهم وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَكْتُمُونَ.
From those who are hypocrites. And when those hypocrites were asked, come and fight in the way of Allah, or at least defend yourselves, they answered, if we but knew that there would be fighting, we would certainly have followed. They were then nearer to infidelity than to faith. They utter from their mouths what is not in their hearts. Allah knows well what they conceal.
الَّذِينَ قَالُوا لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ وَقَعَدُوا لَوْ أَطَاعُونَا مَا قُتِلُوا قُلْ فَادْرَءُوا عَنْ أَنفُسِكُمُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
These are the ones who stayed away, saying about their brothers, had they followed us, they would not have been slain. Say, if you speak the truth, then avert death when it comes to you.
وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ.
Think not of those slain in the way of Allah as dead. Indeed, they are living, and with their Lord they have their sustenance.
فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Rejoicing in what Allah has bestowed upon them out of His bounty, jubilant, that neither fear nor grief shall come upon the believers who have been left behind in the world and have not yet joined them.
يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين.
They rejoice at the favors and bounties of Allah, and at the awareness that Allah will not cause the reward of the believers to be lost.